All right, so I've got a special announcement for you all today. The Empowered Entrepreneur live event, which is going to be hosted in Los Angeles on October 23rd and 24th of this year, 2019, is now available and open for enrollment. There are limited spots to this event because I host it here in my home. And if you have been following me for some time, if you've seen pictures of events at my house, this is your opportunity to come and spend 2 full days with me and a group of other women that we really, really dive deep into the inner work as well as the outer business work. So what can you expect from the Empowered Entrepreneur event? You know, I like to say that your business only grows as much as you do. So for you to really immerse yourself for 2 days in an expansive environment, for you to be surrounded by other like-minded women entrepreneurs, for you to have the opportunity for me to guide you and give very, very clear guidance on whatever it may be, your next offer, your pricing, your systems and strategies. Maybe you're ready to hire the next person on your team. Maybe you're wanting to get crystal clear on, you know, what kind of the business plan looks like for the next 3 months or so. Maybe you notice that there is just something internally really holding you back. And you know that if you get yourself into a room, if you get yourself into a expansive environment, then it will transform. I am highly skilled at supporting women and having these transformations. And we walk through a number of processes in this live event to do just that. I want you to go check it out at the link below. You can go to thefemininecollective.co/live-event. Again, thefemininecollective.co/live-event. This event is called the Empowered Entrepreneur, and feel free to check out all of the things on the site. There is a video there waiting for you, other women's experiences of this 2-day live event, and all of the pricing. We do have an early bird pricing that is available through September 20th for all of you that are ready to jump right in. And now it's time to dive into today's episode. Welcome to the Soul of Business. My name is Heidi Stevens, and I'm a coach for women entrepreneurs just like you. My intention for this podcast is to share tools and techniques that I've found invaluable as I've built and scaled businesses over the past 10 years. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, get clear on your strategy, and access your intuition to create a business and a life better than you think is possible. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of inspiration and place to go for tools, techniques, and the perspective shift that you need to go out and get what you desire. Let's get started. All right, ladies. Well, today I am going to just riff with you for a little bit. I do not have a specific plan in place today. I normally have an idea of what I want to talk about, but I want to just give you a little bit of behind the scenes of what I've been experiencing in real time, what's going on in my business, in my life. And I know that when I am just authentic and vulnerable and real with all of you about what's going on, it is of such service to you guys. So, what has been going on? I have been going through a major transformation internally, which then obviously comes out in all areas of my life. And it has been quite honestly profound and very expansive and a little bit scary at times. And so I am going to share with you what that has been looking like and the ways that it has been kind of impacting both my business and my life. So, you know, as a lot of you know, I have been feeling called, feeling called just to really move into this feminine work. And quite frankly, the more spiritual, emotional work of what goes on behind both your business, but not only your business, like your life. Like these are our lives that we're talking about. And yes, every single one of us, most likely, if you're listening to this podcast, you have your own business and you desire to grow it. And what I know for sure is that being an entrepreneur and building your own business truly is an act of personal development and self-growth and self-reflection. And it has just been that way for me from the very beginning. I've now been on this journey for over 15 years. real estate, now in the online space, seeing myself go through iterations in both quote unquote industries and just how much kind of growth and like inner both turmoil and expansion has happened. And it happens fast. It happens really fast. My experience is that there are like, there's an opportunity to shift almost every single 3 months. Sometimes it comes in 6 month waves, but typically for me, like every quarter, there's like this like up level and quote unquote quantum leap that can occur or that does occur in my experience. And so in so many ways, I have experienced this kind of connection with the feminine energy from the beginning. A lot of you know that, you know, my story was I got into commercial real estate and I just kind of pounded the pavement and started making cold calls and pushed and pushed and pushed and was one of three women in a very masculine, still to this day, male dominated industry. And I was like, well, I need to compete. I need to do what it takes. I need to figure out how to have success in this industry. And so I did. And I literally put on my navy blue suit that was from Theory. So it was, you know, cute and chic, but it was still like this dark suit. And within 6 months to a year of being in this industry, I was 22 years old, completely burnt out, massive adrenal fatigue. I put on 35 pounds on my little 5'2 frame. I had acne. I was just physically miserable and was like, what have I done here? And at the same time, I was having financial success, quote, you know, closing deals and like making money. And I was like, wait, why am I doing all of this? And it just set me on this journey of my own inner, you know, own inner process, own inner journey. And so let's just fast forward to today. If you guys want more of my story, you can go back and listen to, you know, recent podcast episodes, which I dive really, really, you know, deep into kind of that transformation and that experience. But it's like, I'm going through my own metamorphosis, if you will, today. It's like, here I am in so many ways doing all the things that I love, building my personal brand, you know, being visible, making an impact, gathering community, sharing my message, being more true to myself and authentic and vulnerable with all of you than I ever have been. And yet there is this part of me that just feels like I am being cracked wide open right now to the point where I feel like I could cry right now just sharing that with you. It's like my heart is expanding so much and there is just, I am softening in this way and I am like this flower that is just fully opening and expanding and softening into my feminine. And my mind wants to say, well, how do you make money doing this? And my mind wants to make sense of it and put it into a pretty box and, you know, tie it up in this like perfect message that I can just share with all of you. Like, this is who I am now. And the truth is that I am still like in kind of the metamorphosis in a way. Like I am still in the chrysalis period of the caterpillar, like fully like coming out into the butterfly. And I guess what I'm realizing is that this happens over and over and over again. And so it's not like, oh, I've just been in my masculine this whole time, like wearing my navy blue suit and not being real or authentic or vulnerable. No, like I have been real and vulnerable this entire time. And as I peel back my own layers and peel back my own truths and just continue to do my own work, I am shedding. I am revealing. I am trusting my own process. And what I think is true is that by being really just open and raw with you all of sharing my own process and my own truth in this, it's like, that is the best way that I can serve you, to just show all of you, like, I'm human. I'm going through it too. I'm experiencing my own, like, wow, what's going on? What do I say? How do I do this? While running a multiple six-figure business. And so it's not that you are on this journey trying to get to a place where you stop. It is very much a constant inner journey and a constant process that I think I can honestly say that I've been doing it long enough now in these last 15 years that we are constantly going on. And what I'll share with you is that, thank God, it's not that it's easy. It's not that the shedding process is easy, but I have learned to enjoy it, and I have learned to trust it, and I have learned to not force it. Or, you know, yes, my mind wants to put it into a pretty box and like put a price tag on it and like do all the things and like make sense. But my heart, and thank God I'm close enough now, and I trust my own spiritual journey enough now to know that that is all coming. And truthfully, it's all here. Like, it's all already happening. And I'm getting the bits, right? I'm getting the pieces. And what one of my spiritual mentors told me yesterday on a phone call that I was on, it was really beautiful. And he said, Heidi, there is nothing that you need to figure out right now. You are so clear on your intention. You are so clear on what you're creating. You're so clear on what you're up to, that all of the answers and all the pieces are just falling into your lap right now, and they are finding you. And, you know, this kind of new wave of this metamorphosis, if you will, has been the feminine collective. Like, you guys are all seeing it. You're getting the front row seat here. It's like this community, this gathering, this conversation, this deeper conversation of what's really going on here. And let's peel back the layers and let's look at what's really true for us. And let's have those brave conversations with ourselves and others. That's this first month's theme of the feminine collective. And like, what does that really look like? And what are the ways that we are resisting? I could do a whole podcast episode, I think, on the brave conversations, but I'm not going to go into all of that right now. But I do want to share with you that it's like, this is my quote unquote next level. And what's interesting is that I've shared this in previous episodes. When I first started in this business, the last couple of, you know, about 2.5 years ago, I knew that I was meant to inspire and gather. And I didn't use the word activate then. I use the word activate now, but activate women. And even when I look at some of the reviews that you're all reading on the podcast right now, which I'm so grateful for, thank you. You know, almost every single one of you guys share like, this is inspiring. It's inspiring. And it's like, yeah, that's my purpose. Like, that's my purpose, is to inspire and then activate you into action. And that's what I do, you know, in the coaching that I do. And where am I going with all this? It feels like it's coming full circle for me. It feels like in certain ways I kind of got caught up in certain ways of doing things and being really smart in my coaching business and, you know, putting together these group programs, which are absolutely amazing and have been so incredibly transformational. And I'm so proud of the work that I have done. And it's also like they were, you know, they were smart. They were kind of like in this model that people tell you to do. And it feels like I am just breaking free right now. It feels like I am flying. And it feels so free. It feels so freeing. And here's the scary part that I just want to out to all of you, because you may be feeling this too, that I, you know, there's part of me that's like, does this make sense? Is this quote unquote the right way? Like, is this quote unquote going to work? Because the people, the powers that be, are like, well, I don't really know, right? And here's the thing, is that my heart knows. And so this has been a process. And the pieces that I think I'm the most grateful for is that I have been trained to listen to my feminine voice, that I have done the spiritual work, and that I have the tools to really drop in and to sink in. And, you know, even with all of these tools, even with all of my master's in spiritual psychology and all of the coaching that I have done, both for myself and then the, you know, the the coaching that I've now given to all the other, to so many women, it's like, I still have to be reminded on a daily basis to go and start with my feminine and start with the inner work and start with intuition and start with the meditation and start with the journaling. And that's why, you know, I have my own mentor and I have, you know, groups of women that I tap into and that I have my own communities that remind me of this. And that is like, that is the work that I am being called to. That is the work that I am feeling so lit up by, is by gathering this community of women that are committed to, yes, building businesses and yes, building lives and yes, building families and relationships, whether or not you have children, that are soulful and that are connected and that are meaningful and purposeful. Because you know what, ladies? Like, the money does matter. The money is a resource. The money is simply a reflection of your own vibration and your own energetic frequency. So it is simply a reflection of where you believe your own worth and value is. And that is vital. And what's underneath the manifesting of the money, what's underneath the, like, how much money are you bringing in and what are you doing in your business and how many clients are you drawing in, is the question of how valuable do you think you are? How worthy are you? How much permission are you giving yourself to do your thing, to speak your truth, to be unique, to be a force in the world, and to put your own unique stamp in this quote unquote online space in whatever way, in whatever flavor you choose to do that. But any hiding and any choosing to be like others, or any like, oh, well, I just need to do it this certain way. There are strategies that are smart. Don't get me wrong. Like, there are things that you can do that are smart business, but your voice and your message, it will be magnetized to you. And this week, it will magnetize the clients to you. And this week on Thursday, you guys are going to get a guest episode that is so powerful. And it is all around magnetizing your own message and doing that by trusting and honing into your own story and your own inner voice. And so as I continue to peel back my own layers and kind of find like, what is that kind of new message? It's not like a new message, but it's like, you know, going deeper into one area that I'm feeling called to. I'm actually been asking myself to just be playful with it. Like, you know, I can get so serious. I can get so deep. Which I really do love about myself, and there is also just a playfulness that is welcomed in this journey. And so it's like, I don't have to think about it. I don't have to be in my mind. I can just be like, wow, what feels good right now? What feels good? That is the answer, right? It's like Abraham Hicks. Like, that is what he, she talks about. That is what comes through Esther, is your job as a human on planet Earth is to feel good. And I have been feeling amazing recently. I have been feeling so good. I have been cleansing my body. I have been drinking so much less alcohol. I have been feeling amazing in the morning doing my workouts or doing my meditation. I've been feeling more present with my kids. I have been desiring to have more sex with my husband. I have been enjoying it. I have been experiencing like pleasures in life. And I've just been allowing myself to be like, huh, like, what feels really good right now? Huh? I want to like go jump on my bike and like sweat it out. Or actually, I just want to move my body and do a little bit of yoga. Or actually, I just want to like sit in the sun right now. And then there are times where I'm like, okay, I need to like get this thing done. I need to get these emails written. And you guys probably know by now, like writing copy is not like the most like pleasurable thing for me, but I'm also like letting it flow. And I'm like, what do my people want to hear? And not only that, like, what do I want to say? And just really letting it riff and roll off, just like I'm doing on this podcast. So I hope that you got some ahas from this. I actually know you did. And I am just letting this flow. I'm letting this roll. And I am welcoming you to continue to dive into my world, to dive into my tribe. I recently created a brand new meditation for you that is igniting your feminine energy in your business and your life. And let me tell you, it is powerful. I actually started tearing up as I was recording the meditation. It is not, you know, it wasn't scripted. It wasn't, you know, pre-thought out. I just flowed and it was powerful. So I'm excited for you to get your hands on it. Be sure to check out the link in the bottom here, in the notes section in order to receive your copy. And I am just so delighted to be on this journey with you all. I'm sending you my love. I am looking forward to continuing to get to know you. Come over and join our free Facebook group, The Feminine Collective, and I'll see you on the next episode. Take good care. Bye-bye.